Welcome and greetings, beloved ones. This is Rabbi Schneider. This is Seeds of Revelation, a weekly devotional. I encourage you, if you haven't subscribed to it, subscribe to this on YouTube. You can do it through our website, discoveringthejewishyes.com. They'll come right to your email box. And also, it's great to share this with a friend. You know, sometimes we don't know how to witness to people. And one of the easiest ways that you can do it is just to shoot people an email or a WhatsApp or whatever. Some of these devotionals will really speak to people in their lives, because I have found that so many people in the world are struggling. Too many Christians are afraid to share the hope of Jesus with others. I have found the exact opposite to be true. When I'm in a restaurant, for example, and look for a way to lift up Jesus to the waiter or waitress, I have found that 90% of the time, the waiter or the waitress is encouraged. They're inspired. Why? Because they're struggling in life. They're dealing with things. Jesus is the hope of the world. He's the hope of the nations. So let's share our hope with them. One of the ways you can do this, beloved one, is by simply sharing Seeds of Revelation with loved ones and friends. I'm going to Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. The psalmist says, "I'll lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth." What he's simply saying there is that he is going to look up to God for help, because that's where his help's going to come from. More and more people are taking their own lives in this generation, and the people that are taking their lives are younger and younger. Can you imagine the sadness when we're living in a culture where we have young children, barely even teenagers, taking their own lives because they have no hope? It's so sad. It's so sinister. It's so defiled, because God is not part of the culture anymore. He's been taken out of the school systems. He's been taken out of the government properties. He's been taken out of business. He's even taken out of religion in a lot of the churches. No, beloved, the psalmist said, "Where is my help coming from? My help is coming from the Lord. I'm going to look up to the mountains. I'm going to look up. That's where my hope comes from." And beloved, as long as you've got God, you've got hope. Because nothing is impossible with God. Don't ever give up on God. The only place there's no hope is in hell. As long as you're not in hell, you have hope, and God loves you. The Bible says, "He that calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." I want to encourage you, friends, keep on talking to Jesus. Jesus said, "Knock and the door will be open. Ask and you'll receive." Don't give up your hope on Jesus. Yeshua, right now, I just ask you to pour forth your love, the revelation of your kindness upon all those that are looking to you for hope right now. I ask this, Yeshua, in your name. Yeshua, I ask this on behalf of those whom you died for. Thank you for your great love for your people.